the business of advertising now. Seth Stevenson, ad critic for the online magazine Slate, is intrigued by a new series of beer ads. Beer ads. Yes, interesting beer ads.
For the past decade or more, we've grown accustomed to seeing insipid 30-second jokes masquerading as commercials. Beer ads became synonymous with chucklehead humor, and the ads all became indistinguishable. So much so that at one point it seemed every single beer ad featured football referees. Enter a new series of ads from Miller High Life.
When I look back on everything, I see over 100 years of our incredible history.
It's a series of old still photos, which shimmer to life through computer effects. We see fedora-wearing men in a seedy bar, a couple dancing in a juke joint. Ray Charles.
I was there when the first keg was tapped. I've seen the golden moments that we savor.
There's a ticker tape parade and backyard barbecues. The song is spare but hopeful, and a woman talks about those special moments that make up our lives.
I'm the girl in the moon, and I want to tell you everything I know.
The last few shots reveal that this girl in the moon is a corporate logo. She's found on the neck of each bottle of Miller High Life. The thing about this spot is that it's laughably formulaic. Its recipe for nostalgia includes a basket of familiar ingredients. One, the sequence of iconic snapshots. Two, the wildly overused music. Three, the medley of vague, airy musings about savoring the moments. This voiceover script is just a tribute to inanity.
It's you. Your life is made up of a history of moments. It's a scrapbook packed with the photos of your life.
And on and on. But amazingly, I think the ad works, simply because it looks like no other beer ad that's out right now. The Girl in the Moon is a third-way beer ad strategy. It's neither a sitcom gag nor a straightforward ode to the quality of the beer. This is an ad about feelings.
Any cook worth his apron knows that when you sop up the bacon grease with a paper towel, you also sop up a good reason for eating bacon.
You may recall the previous High Life campaign, which featured the High Life Man. These ads, directed by Errol Morris, sang the praises of the 1950s vintage man's man. The kind of fellow who knows how to park a boat trailer.
A man wastes nothing. The only thing that should be absorbing that golden flavor is his lucky mouth. That's the High Life. That's Miller time.
The spots were blue-collar and seemed aimed at an older generation. If they held any appeal for under 35s, it was only as an ironic homage to a defunct sort of masculinity. The Girl in the Moon skews younger than the High Life Man. And yes, girlier. She's a little more inclusive of people who have never worked in a steel mill. Yet she remains down to earth. Nothing flashy going on with this beer. High Life's brand manager, Tom McLaughlin, claims that the millennial generation, the generation that, not coincidentally, has just reached drinking age, tends to value low irony pitches. It's always a dangerous game to guess at how ironic the kids are being these days. Are they drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon to be funny? Do they actually just like it? Are they not even sure anymore? But Miller's on pretty safe ground when it talks about High Life's 100-year past and being there through these different American eras. I also think it's smart to reintroduce the girl herself, a forgotten, century-old brand icon. Apparently, she's been on the bottles almost all this time. Who knew?
I've been there for the glory, and I've been there for when it hurts most.
She has an old-timey, innocent appeal, and she suggests a brand with a noble past. A brand that's been there for the times that nurture the scenes, that fill up the scrapbook, that savors the moments that make up our lives. I give the girl and the campaign a B+.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson. He writes he reviews ads for the online magazine Slate. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.